live from the Biopierre Alligator Park in Nacogdoches, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, award-winning professional reptile rodeo clown, one of the best-loved insurance agents in America, and a man who still genuflects his knee all the way to the floor, Gregory J. Ringhausen. Also featuring sharpshooter, sharp dresser, and sharp attorney, the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who would have been one of the tallest men in the Roman Empire, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers, and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Hey! Woo! Yeah, as you name off my various accolades, I start puffing up like the cowardly lion when they're building him up, yeah, and he gets all...
Oh, shucks, folks. I'm speechless.
What is this considered Zydeco music?
Not only is that Zydeco music.
Zydeco.
The artist, his name, Buckwheat Zydeco.
All right. Let's hear it for Buckwheat as the song quits.
Does he do Don't Mess With My Toot Toot?
Is that a real song or you just make that up?
That's a real song.
Wow.
Don't mess with my toot toot.
That intro, you got the intro sheet behind you there. Grab that right quick. Would you hand me that?
This one?
Yeah. That one.
Nice toss.
That was a nice toss. You threw a piece of paper
frisbee
across the room and it just sailed right over.
I take it to, you're pretty good at frisbee throwing.
I'm just good at wasting time.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Yo-yos, frisbee.
I like to do is set and throw a deck of cards one by one to trash can.
Yeah.
Can you really do that?
What?
That's just like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day when he's killing time just throwing cards because he doesn't have anything else to do.
Well, it's just rainy day fun, man.
That's true.
This episode, if you look out the window, is...
Do you have a deck of cards?
Is at the and this is a real place. The Biopierre Alligator Park in Nacogdoches, Louisiana. And Nacogdoches is actually, most human beings outside of Nacogdoches, Louisiana, pronounce it as Nacogdoches. Nacogdoches.
You've pronounced it two different ways now. What is it, Rick? Come on. Come on!
The correct pronunciation is Nacogdoches.
So is it anywhere close to Ponchatoula?
No, I don't think so. But they actually have an alligator park where you can go feed the alligators.
When you say an alligator park?
The city. It's a tourist attraction that the city of Nacogdoches, Louisiana, maintains as a tourist trap.
No, okay, but and like, what kind of activities would they have at an alligator park?
Well, they're not going to let
you. Do you have to bring your own chicken, or do you buy one there?
Well, the biggest thing is running.
You get to run with the gators.
No, you get to run away from the gators.
You could run like over them, just like James Bond did.
Yeah.
Running with the gators. I mean,
or like.
You could outrun an alligator. Alligators aren't fast, are they?
What was the cartoon where they ran across the alligators? Is that Heckle and Jekyll?
That's Heckle and Jekyll.
Okay. Yeah.
And they
are pretty fast.
How fast is a gator?
Quick. Their first few feet are very quick.
I think you can get away from them.
You got to be quick getting away from them the first few steps.
They run in a burst.
That's exactly right.
You know that?
I watch TV, man.
Well, I don't care if you watch TV or not. It doesn't show a bunch of gators bursting out of the starting gates like they all got things you put down on the ground, starting blocks.
Yeah. You have to get those claws, man. They can really dig in.
And then they get tired.
Get some traction.
Like a hippo gets tired pretty quick.
Their sprint is short-lived.
Yeah.
But alligators can reach up speeds up to 35 miles an hour.
Oh, baloney.
There it is, stud.
An alligator can run 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, but for not very long.
It's not very long. You're right.
An alligator sprint is like an old woman's dance.
There you go.
It doesn't last long.
How what's the fastest human being can run?
500 miles an hour.
I don't know. Depends on if they're running on an airplane, right?
Yeah, you know, if you had said, you know, like the alligator runs 35, a human runs 36.
34. Yeah.
But you got to go, woo, 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 woo.
Well, it's just snapping at your heels.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it.
You know that down in Florida, if you leave, they'll take the family dog if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
They'll come through a screen porch and get them.
Yeah. That's why the sheriff there in the Ponchatoula was asking about the neighbor's cat.
Called up Buford.
Getting back Bordeaux. To that alligator park. What would you do? Is it just a bunch of alligators in a cage and you stand there and look at them? Or is there some...
No, they run it and sell popcorn. The gators.
Or is it one of these things where you can feed them or... They have a bunch of them in chutes that they race them, and you can bet on one. Or
like the pigs at the state fair.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
They're running 35 miles an hour. I bet you could put a pig in there.
20 miles an hour in water that can go.
That's pretty fast, too.
Yes, it is.
How fast in water?
20 miles an hour.
20. So you can't outswim a gator?
You know, Michael Phipps might. I don't know, but... probably the rest of us could.
He ain't swimming 25 miles an hour.
20.
He?
He's got to go 21.
There's an alligator behind him.
And he's maybe going 21. That's all he's got to do.
I say you don't know your own capabilities until there's an alligator closing in on you.
You just got to grab them while the mouth is closed. They can't open it if you grab them, hold their mouth shut.
Spin around and plunge your Bowie knife right down through the middle of their skull, just like Crocodile Dundee did. In that movie.
Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
When that chick that he ran off with at the end of it was about to be eaten by a crocodile, right?
Well, I think it had her by the swimsuit, didn't it?
I think.
Yeah.
That's the part kind I remember.
Stretching it off of her a little bit.
Yeah.
And he gave in and saved the day.
Yeah, that was nice of him, wasn't it?
Yeah. He married her.
I know he did. I don't think they're still married, though, are they?
No.
That went south after.
Not a lot of those relations last, those movie relationships.
He had a grand total of 3 movies in his career, right?
Made quite a bit of money.
Crocodile Dundee 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Right. You know, he had his own TV show, like a sitcom before that.
In Australia.
He was a giant star in Australia before Crocodile Dundee ever came out.
I think that's true. I don't know that it trans... He didn't cash it in.
He was bigger than Benny Hill.
I love that show. That was good.
You know,
I like Fawlty Towers.
A friend of mine was the judge over in Calhoun. His wife was from Scotland, right? And
directly from?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's from Scotland.
100% Scotland.
It's not like you and I saying, we're from Germany.
No.
She's
from Scotland.
She came over.
Because I remember asking her, I said, did you watch Benny Hill a lot on TV? She said, my grandfather did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's who we would relate to. But did she say it with a real thick brogue?
Yeah.
Well, she's got the brogue.
Yeah.
And can she drink everybody under the table?
Well, it depends on who's at the table.
And you say she's from where? Scotland?
Yeah.
Who's patron saint of Scotland?
What?
Who's the patron saint of Scotland?
St. Andrew.
I would go with that.
Okay.
His cross is on the flag.
And how much could he drink?
A lot.
Wine.
Well, yeah.
That's a given.
When they ran out, he'd just make some more. He had the recipe.
Well, I thought that was... His boss.
Yeah, but he passed the secret down to his followers.
I didn't hear about anybody after him
making better wine,
making water, changing water into wine, other than at mass.
Well, yeah, thousands of them. I mean, if your local priest can do it, why couldn't St. Andrew?
Okay.
Did you hear that opening? Greg could put his knee to the floor.
I can still.
When you genuflect that
one? Yeah, but you can't get back up without help.
No, I can.
Can you genuflect and put your knee to the floor, Alan? What do you mean? I'm asking you. That's a yes or no question, not a question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking.
Now, could you force me to? I don't think so.
I'd like to see that.
Like the movie RRR?
Yeah.
He didn't kneel.
Who'd you say that woman was in that movie?
She's from the third Indiana Jones movie. She was the Dr. Schneider.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Even though I haven't seen RRR.
Oh, you're missing something.
You are. That's on.
So
the,
that's got to be on the
that's
list.
That's on the definite. That's top 25.
That's never been
that's
brought
a,
up before.
That's a piece of Indian cinema.
And you're going to think, you know, like with the intro, there's all this Indian music and titles
sitars
and stuff. And it's just wonderful. It's a delightful movie. And you're thinking, oh, wow. You know, like when that.
It's got more fighting and killing. And
oh, it's so brutal.
So just to be clear what we're recommending here.
So yeah. It's not rated PG.
Now, when I say Indian, it's like India, the country India.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Okay,
I
didn't know if you knew that.
It's the highest grossing movie to ever come out of India.
For good reason.
Oh, yeah. But it's got a lot of action. But at the very beginning, they have this disclaimer saying no lions, tigers, wolves, horses. You know, and they name off every animal that's in the movie. None of them were injured in the making.
Except humans. He didn't mention that. We killed a lot of them.
Oh, man. There are a lot of people. You know, something else. I was looking up. I was watching this Indiana Jones series. And in that first movie, Indiana Jones kills 62 people.
That's a mass murderer.
He is the deadliest archaeologist on the planet.
Well, sure.
Well.
I didn't know it was that many.
I don't know about that.
What other archaeologist has killed more?
Well, just because they're not on movies doesn't mean they haven't done it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous business, man. Like working at a radio station. How many people have you killed?
You mean that people know about?
Yeah. See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. I think about those people from the Center for American Archaeology.
Oh, they're a brutal bunch.
I haven't seen a single one of them carrying a whip.
They don't need it.
No.
I'll ask about that. You know, I think they own the building now where we put our play on up there for the Calhoun Entertainment Company.
The gym?
They own the Gold Campsville Gym.
Okay, and for the people
in the Netherlands
or
New Zealand
who are listening to this program right now, this is along a tributary of the Mississippi River in the central part of the United States.
And we're referring to a local community theater group that puts on a musical each spring in one of the abandoned gymnasiums that's now owned by the
vacant grade schools in the era.
For reference in
this, Calhoun Archaeological
Society. Watch the movie Waiting for Duffman.
Oh, that's harsh.
Waiting for Duffman.
Yeah, that's a movie too. It's made by the same guys who made Spinal Tap.
He hasn't watched that.
No.
Do the commercial, Alan. It's behind
for
you.
For your comedy film list, Spinal Tap's worth it.
All right.
It's a Rob Reiner film.
That'd be worth it,
It's usually pretty good. All right. Today's episode is brought to you by Greg's Directions. Nowadays, it's almost impossible to find a map anywhere. It used to be every gas station in America used to give them out for free, but not anymore. Nowadays, it's all GPS and artificial intelligence, computer guidance systems that think they know where you're going. But you and I both know that these GPS devices will gladly send you winding your way along dark and twisty dirt roads and dangerous back streets just because it's 20 feet shorter than taking the interstate highway. Well, don't put up with that any longer. If you're badly lost... Badly lost?
Yeah, lost badly.
If you're badly lost and don't know to get where you're going.
How to get where you're going?
I don't think you got
to know how in there.
You're not wearing your glasses, but go ahead. You don't know how to get where you're going.
if you're badly lost and don't know to
how to get where you're going,
how to get where you're going, just give Greg a call day or night.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to answer at night.
Wait. Greg is retired with nothing to do except take your call and give you directions on how to get where you're going. With over 57 years of experience, Greg knows the best and easiest ways to any place. And if for any reason Greg doesn't know the directions, he'll put Lisa on the phone and she'll tell you where to go.
Damn straight.
Don't wait another minute. Don't be like Moses wandering in the desert. Call Greg and find your promised land.
Woo!
Thank God you didn't put my number down.
I had it typed in.
Anytime, day or night.
I used to get calls at night. It was usually about something else. That was pretty good.
Okay, when you travel, do you have the GPS thing now? Do you use the GPS when you travel someplace you've never gone?
Yes.
The one where it says, in 200 feet turn left.
Turn left.
I do that because...
Turn left.
Because you don't want to argue with the person who turned it on.
Oh, very true.
Okay. You know, I came home, it was yesterday, in the driveway, and pull up and stop the car, and Sarah says, put it in park.
So it doesn't just roll up into the pond.
I have a habit of not putting a vehicle in park before getting out of it.
I like it when you do those GPS things.
She had to tell me to put it in park.
We're going down to downtown.
She just got back too, didn't she?
Yeah. And after she said that, I'm thinking, now does she really think? Does she really think I'm not going to put this in park, or is she just saying, you know, inadvertently saying what she's thinking? Because because if she had done that, she would have said, put it in park, idiot. Never mind.
The other night, we were going down to St. Louis. Sue and I are going down to see a play over on Fox Avenue.
Turn left, idiot.
I'm surprised it doesn't have it on there.
GPS decided that we should go down, like, King's Highway the entire length of the city of St.
Okay,
Louis.
For our...
Wait a minute. Like,
you know, our Netherlands listeners, King's Highway is not the friendliest part of St. Louis.
No, it's an unfriendly part now.
Okay.
So, in any event, I say, no, I'm not going that way, and immediately just take a different turn. That dang GPS scolded me every single block we went by. Turn left here.
I know. That's what they
and
do.
And then you hear it, like, think again.
Well, they're recalculating.
It's bound and determined to send you the way they want you to go.
Redirect.
Rick, they're just trying to help.
I don't.
They think you're lost.
Call Greg.
Yes, you should have.
And that's what prompted that new service?
Told you to get the hell out of where you're at.
The new service.
Okay, here's what you do, Rick. You turn left, head straight to the river, and drive into it.
But put in park first.
And don't call me again.
Use the directions Dad gave me when I went to law school the first time. I'd never been away from home in my life, you know, or lived away from home. I commuted to college all 4 years.
Head east.
Dad says, well, Interstate 70 goes to Washington, D.C. When you get there, ask someone where the college is.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Off you went.
Off I went.
Was it in your little, was it Pinto?
Yeah.
Wow. That was courage. What was the little car that always had, you couldn't get rear-ended because the gas tank?
That was a Pinto.
Yeah.
I like totaled that thing. Or I didn't total it, but some guy hit me good and proper and really wrecked it. I think I called you while I was out there.
Probably.
What was the other car that you used to catch on? Fiero.
Yeah.
That was a properly named car.
It's like named fire in another language.
It's like they knew something.
Yeah.
Talking about St. Louis, went to the Arch with my brother-in-law when he was out the last time. When's the last time you went up the Gateway Arch?
I think it was our fifth grade field trip.
Freshman in high school.
No, sixth grade field trip.
We went up there.
We got in so much trouble.
Wow, I think you're going to have a better story.
This is the last field trip you're ever going on.
Did you drive the bus?
No.
Okay.
What happened on the field trip now that you've went down this path?
I don't want to talk about it.
Too many scars? Or
You were in fifth grade. What could you possibly have done? No,
statute of limitations
that horrifying.
Are gone.
You aren't drinking.
No, everything's fine.
All right, my story is just that me and my brother-in-law went up, and it was a windy day. The arch sways a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it makes sick. People throwing up.
Could have. I mean, I was never so glad to be off the top of a building in my whole life. I mean, it was swaying a good 2 feet or so.
Here's what bothers me about the arch is, you know, when you're up there, it's the area where you're viewing is curved.
Yeah.
It's got an arch, too. And you know, if you trip and stumble, you're going to tumble and fall all the way down the leg of the...
No,
arch.
There's a door that stops that.
I don't know.
Have you seen the pictures of when they dedicated that thing? They finished it up, and they had a ceremony on top of it where people stood up there and, like, gave little speeches and stuff. No ropes or banners or nothing, and it's no wider than this room. It's like, what, 12 feet wide?
No way I'd be standing up there.
I'd have magnetic shoes.
Pretty good thought, but...
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to think about. I wonder if you could go up the side of it with magnetic.
Doubt it.
You'd have to have the things on your hand like Tom Cruise used in that.
That's a pretty good sound effect.
I did that too.
Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 4.
Ghost Protocol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's
well, they also used him on that high-speed train in Mission Impossible 1.
Yeah, those were the suction things, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the things he used in the Mission Impossible 4 with the little gloves that you rolled.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that one either, have you?
No, I haven't seen any of that series. No.
What have you been doing with your life?
Living it.
Not sitting on the couch watching TV for 100,000 hours.
No. That's why I'm wondering how, you know, you say all these verses, you got verbatim on the quotes and everything. That's amazing. Because a lot of people can't get the quotes right, no matter how easy it is from a movie.
You watch them enough times.
I was going to say, you got it. The secret to it is watching each one of them about 8 or 9 times.
At least. There's some movies way more than that.
Oh, God. You know, I'm really surprised if you do that. You know, you guys are in pretty good shape for your age. You should be weighing about 300-400 pounds.
Oh, if you're sitting on the couch eating Girl Scout cookies?
And Bugles.
Bugles. Potato chips.
The battery of Warner Brother cartoons.
How many miles got in today, Greg?
Not many. Today's my day off.
You take Thursday off?
Yeah. About seven yesterday.
Nice. Bugs Bunny cartoons, Greg. That yep.
Yes.
How many times have you seen each one of the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
There you go.
7.1.
You beat me. I think it was 6.8 yesterday. Good job.
How many times have you seen each one of the Warner
Brothers
cartoons?
Every Bugs Bunny cartoon, I'm going to say on average 70 to 80 times.
Probably.
That would be my guess.
This is a test of the emergency banjo system. This is only a test.
Damn! In the event of an actual emergency, you'd be told where to tune in to get soothing banjo music.
This was a test of the emergency banjo system. This was only a test.
I was not in high school when that was on, I know.
No, that was on when you were a grade school kid.
I'd say about 7th, 8th grade, yeah.
You sure?
Well, he's older than us.
Yeah, I mean, but they had jet airplanes and stuff in that cartoon.
Not that much older than you guys. Just enough.
Just enough to beat us up.
Yes, we did.
Talking about jet airplanes, do you know that there's a spot in Arizona?
Yes, there is.
Next to Tucson.
Yes, there
where
is.
The U.S. Air Force stores all their retired jets. and bombers. And
when you say storm, you mean they scrapped them out?
I mean, they're sitting outside wingtip to wingtip, just like in case the president wants to say, hey, I need a whole bunch of Korean-era Sabre jets. They could gas them up and fly them.
Now, there's another place just for commercial airlines, too. Pretty yeah. close to there.
Can you go walk around them and climb up on them and stuff?
Yeah, you have to get a tour. They won't let you climb around on them, but they'll
You have to go in dressed up as an officer.
Jethro Bodine. get an admiral's costume from the movie theater and just walk through like you own the place. But, yeah. And, like, helicopters, all this stuff.
Have you been there or you just saw this on TV?
I saw it on TV.
It was in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I saw it on TV. And you can go on Google Earth and zoom in and see them. Hundreds and hundreds of them.
You've been there in
no,
real
I have
life,
not.
Greg?
No, I have not. I just went by.
But it's right next to Tucson.
Yeah.
The airplane graveyard. Some of them they'll dig into for parts for other ones, but
during the pandemic, they parked all those planes that weren't in use, but they had to have people there to start them up every day to maintain them.
Just to keep them
yes.
functional.
Yes.
Like the
and I don't know
German Tiger tanks had to start them every 12 hours and run them for
But
10
with
or
the airplanes,
minutes.
They have to keep an eye on, keep the gremlins out of them.
Yeah.
This is true.
But apparently, you'd think that once they retire them, that at some point they'd just scrap them or sell them, but that is not the case. They just sit
but
there.
But how long do they keep them for?
Well, the Korean War was, what, 1950s?
52.
So that's 75 years.
Okay, but you know, Greg's saying that they had to fire these other ones up every day.
Yeah, they don't do that with these old ones like that, Sabre jets and stuff. They just sit there. But it's the weather is such that it never rains.
Exactly.
There's no humidity in the air.
It's not, they're not deteriorating.
No, yeah. No, they just stay forever.
It's a dry heat.
You know what?
What?
This could be a real solution for this immigrant
that they could live in them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right there.
Hey, those big Stratifier bombers.
Yeah.
They got a lot of room in them.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them sitting there. You can
housing.
Put a lot of people in there.
Housing right there.
Get all the scorpions and snakes out of them and they'll be good to go.
Yep. We could house the homeless. Just take all the homeless from Seattle and from Los
Oregon,
Angeles.
San Francisco,
take them out to the middle of the desert and let them live in abandoned airplanes. Problem solved. Oh, that reminds me. There's this other problem that I was reading about on Catalina Island.
Not a cow. It's not like cow udders.
What?
You said there was an udder problem.
Another problem?
Oh.
Are you making fun of my speech? Is that what you're doing? I think you are.
I am now. I didn't think about it.
You insensitive monster.
I thought you were going a different word.
Okay. Clean show. Catalina Island. You're familiar with Catalina Island.
I am familiar with Catalina Island.
Off the coast of California. A number of decades back, they introduced an invasive species.
Humans.
A non-native species to Catalina Island. It was the mule deer.
Ah.
And the mule deer has gone beyond its balance on Catalina Island. They say it's, you know, eating all the native vegetation and it has to be eliminated. So the people who, and I don't know who these people are, that are in charge of Catalina Island, said, well, the best solution is to hire marksmen flying in helicopters to kill all the mule deer, and we'll just leave them laying deteriorate.
Oh, man, that's your job, Alan.
There you go.
You should apply for a grant to do that and have the government pay you.
But what, okay, so this has created a giant pushback, you know, like from the the animal community saying, well, this is cruel and insensitive and it's unsafe and unsanitary and everything about it's wrong. And the people who actually live on Catalina Island, you know, say, well, you know, we're sportsmen. We still hunt these deer. This is, you know, taken away from our recreational activities. So my spin on it is let the people who live on Catalina Island become outfitters. People pay
outstanding
fee to come in and kill a mule deer And if they don't want it, it goes to a homeless shelter, is processed and feeds the poor and homeless.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Catalina Island's not problem, that big.
Problem fixed.
You start at one end of it with a whole bunch of guys and just work your way across
this
the
is,
whole island.
This is the
yeah,
show.
But you got to stay away from that compound on the south end that's run by Dr. Moreau. Oh. You don't want to go there.
With that, it's time. It's pretty close, guys.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it is. We're over. Rover.
Yeah.
See you later. From Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network, except no substitutes.